So, Steve-o, why do we call them right wing and left wing? That's today's question.
Well, like many things, actually, I think we've got the French to thank for this.
It's a French thing.
Well, you know how we have a House of Commons that sits together and discusses issues and then makes our laws?
I do, yeah.
In France, they had their equivalent called the National Assembly.
Okay.
But there was a time when really government was just the monarchy telling people what they were going to do and doing stuff. And so you know how people are up in arms about the Canadian Senate and how they perceive it to be a bunch of like overpaid and overprivileged elites?
Sure, yeah. Isn't it?
That's, I think, another question.
Okay, that's not today's question. Why do we call them right-wing and left-wing? Okay, so France...
So France's National Assembly was a body made up of religious leaders, wealthy nobles, and then the so-called commons, or the commoners, the common people.
Okay.
But really, the National Assembly was poorly suited to common interests. And so this is all happening around, I think, the late 1700s. Which is, as we all know, right around the time of the French Revolution.
I was about to say that.
Yeah. So, which eventually led to the end of the monarchy in France and the rise of this little-known guy, Emperor Napoleon Bonaparte.
Mm-hmm.
So, during the Revolution, the National Assembly was really divided between those who were loyal to the king and God and those who were loyal to the French people and the Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
So the monarchists sat to the right, of the speaker in the assembly, and the revolutionaries to the left. So to put it another way, those who wanted to maintain the status quo and tradition sat on the right, while those who wanted change were on the left.
Was that stage right or audience right? Like from the speaker's perspective, were they? Like to the speaker's right, or if you were looking at the speaker,
to the speaker's
you were,
right.
Okay, to the speaker's right were the monarchists, and to the speaker's left were the revolutionaries, or
exactly.
the newbies.
Yeah, and the speaker is in this instance the king.
The king, cool.
Yeah,
and how did it leave? Like, how did it get from there to being first of all referred to as wings, as opposed to just like parts of the house, and secondly, how did it end up in just sort of popular culture?
Well, what happened was events were largely reported in the time as around how people were sitting there. It just happened to be the case that reporters started to use shorthand slang to refer to those who sat on the king's left and those mm-hmm. who sat on the king's right,
mm-hmm.
which is where it comes from. And this trend continued even after the revolution, where those who were more interested in radical change continued to sit on the right, even though there was no longer a king. Sit on the left.
Yeah, that was I caught that.
Sit on the left, even though there was no longer a king. And this kind of continued throughout the French system, parliamentary system, for a long time.
And when did the phrases right and left start being spread around the world?
Well, see, that's what's an interesting question, because when you look at our House of Commons, you see that this plays out similarly too. So the Speaker of the House kind of represents the House to the Crown mm-hmm. in our system,
mm-hmm.
and to his right are those who sit in the governing party, and to his left are those who sit in the opposition. And so you see that those who are interested in maintaining the status quo of the current government sit on the right, and those who want to advocate for some sort of change sit on the left. Now, whether or not this has anything to do with the French National Assembly, I have no idea.
Yeah, it's just a crazy theory.
Yeah, but it is how people ended up sitting there. Now, when this started to come into popular or more popular culture, I think it started we started to see it in both British parliaments and then beyond shortly after the French Revolution, and it just kind of continues to this day, even though it's rooted very much in this original idea of monarchy and support for the king.
Okay. So why are they wings? Why aren't they just like the right side and the left side? Where'd the wings come from, Steve-O?
That I have no idea.
It's probably because of like the eagle of America.